I'm a felony. This is not from a criminal record.
You know what I'm
doing?
I started.
You know what I'm doing?
No, I'm going this. Okay. It says that this week's parasha has the Shiras Hayam Az Yosha Moshe, and in the Medrash it says Ma'ra Moshe Leimar Shira Ba'Az. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu use the word Az in the Shira? And the Medrash answers because Moshe Rabbeinu said Ba'Az Chatasi Ba'Az Basi Leimar Shira, that Moshe Rabbeinu is making a reference to the low point of his career, which was at the very end of Parashat Shemos, where Moshe Rabbeinu had come to Paray and said, the God of the Hebrews said you have to let the Jews go. And Paray laughed at him and just made it worse and stopped giving them bricks and told them they have to make their own bricks. And then all of the Ziknei Yisrael were upset with Moshe. And then Moshe Rabbeinu turned to the Rebbeinu Shalom and said, Me'oz basi al Paray heira la'am hazeh v'hatzela hitzalta samecha. Now from when I came to Paray, it only got worse. So Moshe Rabbeinu now says that oz, may oz basi al pari heira lamazeb. So ba'oz chatasi, ba'oz I'm coming to say shira, ba'oz basi leimar shira. So he's including a reference to that low point in his shira. And the Beis HaLevi elaborates on this. He says that, you know, he gives a mashal. He says if somebody was very sick and then he had to undergo a lot of procedures and surgeries, and eventually he had a recovery, and now he's feeling great, and he wants to make a Suda Seidah. So in the Suda Seidah, his thanks is going to be for that he got better. He's not going to be giving thanks to the Rebbeinu Shalom for having made him sick. Thank you very much. He would have been very happy not to be sick. His thanks is just for the fact that he got better. But let's say a person got very sick, and so he wasn't able to continue work. And then during the time that he was spending at home and pursuing treatments and healing, he also had a little bit of a metamorphosis because he had been a workaholic. And now that he was forced to slow down, he started to invest time in his relationships with his wife and with his children. And by the time that the process is finished and he's going back to work, he's a whole new person with a whole new outlook on life and a much greater appreciation for all the blessings in his life. So then when he makes the Suda Seidah, he's actually going to include in the Haidah, thank you for getting me sick. Because he gained a lot from the process of having gotten sick and gotten better. Now he, you know, has a better relationship with his wife and with his children. So he's going to include the Peronos in the Shira. So the Beis HaLevi says that's the idea of this message, that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't, but by starting the Shira with the word Oz, Ba'oz Chatasi, Ba'oz Basi Lamar Shira, he meant to be saying that we as Bnei Yisrael, we're not just grateful that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim and still kind of annoyed that you put us in, and we would have been very happy not to go there, thank you very much, but once we were there already, well, it's nice that you took us out. Their attitude was that seeing that as a result of the Shibud of Mitzrayim and Yitzis Mitzrayim, the Shem Hashem became, the Yad Hashem became revealed in the world, and we were a vehicle for that Ribui of Kvod Shemayim, so we're happy to have been a part of that process, and we are thankful for the whole story from beginning to end, for the Peronis as well as for the Yeshua. That's why, that was the idea of including the Peronis in the Shira. That's the Ba'az Chatasi, Ba'az Basilei Mashiva. That's one. Okay, that's a vert from the Beis HaLevi, an idea about how the Shira is meant to include the low parts as well. Now let's put that on hold. Another vert about the Shira Zayam. This is from the Kedushas Levi. That's a Levi Yitzchak Berditchever. This is for you, Nati. Levi Yitzchak Berditchever. And he is discussing why the Lashon of Oz Yashir, Rashi already points out that the Yashir is a Lashon of, right, it's a future tense. It would have seemed appropriate for it to say Oz Shar Moshe, Moshe sang. Oz Yashir sounds like Moshe will sing. What's the future Shira? So Rashi addresses that. Levi Yitzchak Berditchever, he brings down the teaching from the Baal Shem Tov that when David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Hashem Tzilcha Al Yad Yaminacha, Hashem is your tzel. So the simple reading, right, usually when you're reading the pasuk in Tehillim, you translate that to mean that Hashem is your shelter, that He protects you. But the Baal Shem Tov said, you know, the word tzel is usually used to mean a shadow. Shade, a shadow. Hashem Tzilcha means Hashem is your shadow. In what way is Hashem your shadow? Because your shadow, you control the movements of your shadow. Right? If you have, right, you have fun playing with your shadow, only when nobody's watching, right? But you have fun playing with your shadow, you stand, you see a long shadow, and then you wave your right hand, and you see the shadow waving its left hand back, and you know, you wiggle something, and the shadow does that back. So the Baal Shem Tov said that Hashem is your shadow. When you control His movements, when you come closer to Him, He comes closer to you. When you step away from Him, He steps back away from you also. So you have control over Hashem's movements vis-a-vis you, how close Hashem gets to you, how involved Hashem gets in your life. Who controls that? You do, because He's your shadow. So you want Him more involved in your life? Get more involved in His kiviyachal, so to speak, in his Torah and His mitzvahs, and then He becomes more involved in your life. That's the Baal Shem Tov's vart on Hashem Tzilcha. So Rabbi Yitzchak Berditchever said, based on this teaching of the Baal Shem Tov by Hashem Tzilcha, I want to suggest that, just like we said that your shadow copies you about coming closer, going further, wiggling your hands and your fingers, so how about singing a song? When Hashem Tzilcha, you control His movements. When I sing a shira to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, the Rebbeinu Shleilam sings a shira to me also. What does that mean? What is it when singing a shira to the Rebbeinu Shleilam means I'm focusing on all that Hashem has done for me, right? That's the Az Yashir, right? The Bnei Yisrael that came through the Yamsav and then they sang a song of praise to Hashem for the wonderful miracles that He did and for saving them. So what would it mean for Hashem to sing a song about me? It would mean that Hashem would be looking at me and saying, hey, that's my little Ephraimol. Oh, I can't believe it. He's so good. He's learning Torah so nicely. He's davening so nicely. He's giving a shir to his Talmidim. Rav Shalom is shepherding nachas from me. That's his shira. And when does the Rav Shalom focus on what's great about me? In other words, sing the shir about me. In other words, he's paying attention to all the good that I'm doing when I'm paying attention to all the good that he's doing. When Bnei Yisrael is singing a shira, so then Hashem sings a shira back. When Bnei Yisrael is saying, wow, look at all the wonderful things the Rebbeinu Shalom is doing for us, so the Rebbeinu Shalom says, look at all the wonderful things that you're doing for me. So that he says, that's how you read the pasuk. Az Yashir, Yashir, it's future, it's also a Lashon Hifil, meaning to cause another to sing. So Az Yashir, Moshe Bnei Yisrael, that then Moshe Bnei Yisrael, by singing, caused that Hashem should also sing, and then by Yoimaru Lamar, the two are both singing together. And then it becomes a duet with the Bnei Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu singing together. Now, that's, I think, a very touching vart, this idea from Rav Levi Yitzchak Berditchever. Let's call it, that's two, okay? So I gave you two divrei Torah about the Az Yashir, the Beis HaLevi, about there's an inyan of including the bad in the good, and the Rav Levi Yitzchak about how when I sing a shira, it causes the Rebbeinu Shlomo to sing a shira also. Now, here's my proposal. Let's say I put the Beis HaLevi together with the Kedushas Levi. Okay, I add these two verts together. So when I sing a shira, it makes the Rebbeinu Shlomo sing a shira. And my shira starts with the bad. I'm going to celebrate the, so to speak, bad things that Hashem did for me and recognize that it was really all for the best. So, right, that was the Beis HaLevi's vart. If I stick that, if I try to put that into the Kedushas Levi's vart, what's the machine going to yield with all this input? The following conclusion, that then the Rebbeinu Shleilam will sing a song about me celebrating my bad stuff too. Okay, now you think I'm completely meshuggah, right? I've gone too far, right? Rav Shalom is going to say, "Wow, I'm so proud of my little Ephraim because he did these averis, and you know he didn't learn, didn't daven, all the things that we don't do." I would like to propose that could go into Hashem's shira also. What do I mean? That's the idea. Let's give a mashal. Let's say you're taking a final at the end of the semester, a Gemara final. It's just a make-believe mashal. Right? You're taking a Gemara final at the end of the semester, and I'm grading the finals, and I see two bachrim both got 100 on the final. Now, obviously, for a bachrim that got 100 on the final, when I grade it, I'm going to say, oh, wow, that's very good. I'll be very impressed. Let's say two bachrim. One of them was getting 100 throughout, because as you know, in this make-believe mashal, I give a test every second week on all the material that we covered, and I grade it, and I hand it back. And one bachur was getting 100 the whole time, and another bachur started the semester getting in the 40s and 50s, and he gradually raised it up, and by April he was getting in the 60s, and by May he was getting in the 70s, 80s, and then the final, in June, he got 100. So both of those bachrim, I'm going to say, oh, wow, very nice. He did very nicely. But which one am I going to be more proud of? The second bachrim, obviously. Wow, look where he came from. In other words, my shira, I'm making move, I'm the Rebbeinu Shlom now in the mashal, okay? When I'm grading this final, so I'm going to sing a shira. This bachrim got 100. Very nice. He's learning so well. The second bachrim, I'm going to say, wow. Okay, he was getting 40s, he was getting 50s, and look where he is now. He's getting 100 on the final. That's a much nicer shira. So what I'm proposing, putting together these divrei Torah, is that when you feel like you're at your worst moment, or at your bad moments, when you feel like really ashamed, right, or all of us, right, right, when we feel really ashamed of ourselves for, you know, distancing ourselves from our limudat Torah, not being connected to tefillah, maybe even not even davening at all, or and especially in inyanei kedusha and shmiras seinayim, and sometimes, you know, a person has a real setback and just feels terrible. Guess what? One day that incident is going to be part of the shira. When the Baruch Shalom is going to say, when you're a Mitzvah Shem, one day you're going to be a big tzaddik. And Baruch Shalom is going to say, look where he came from. You remember when this bracha was struggling like this and was struggling with that, and now look where he is? That's all part of the Shira. That it's never look at a setback as something that is irredeemable, that makes you worthless, that makes it hopeless, that, oh, now how can I go on? I actually have spoken to Bachram that, you know, I noticed that you used to be, well, you come to Shachas, you come to the beginning of Seder, and now, you know, I see that you're coming in at 11 o'clock. And he I've heard the response that I just can't come to Davin anymore. I you know, because I'm struggling. You know, he will describe to me some of the struggles. You know, obviously we're remiss, but we all know what each other are talking about. And I'm struggling very much at night with my cell phone. And I feel like I can't come to, you know, to daven. And right, people sometimes have a real low feeling, a feeling of worthlessness because of a failure, but I think what these divrei Torah on the Az Yashir, again with my bold proposal of putting the two together, allow us to look at these incidents in a whole different light. That this is going to be part of the Shira. That this just means that you have that your progress is going to be even greater. That the schar that you're going to get for overcoming is going to be even greater. And when the Baruch Shalom is shepping nachas from you, he's going to include in his shira. Remember when he was struggling so hard, even to maintain, you know, some level of decency, of acceptable, and now look where he is. So you're going to get to that point, and then this is going to be part of the shira. Okay.